You're listening to Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time now to check out West Michigan's music scene as we say hello again to John Sinkovich, editor, publisher of LocalSpins.com, a website covering West Michigan's music scene. And John, we're heading straight into the group Major Murphy. Who's in this band?
The front person is a guy by the name of Jacob Bullard. He was actually in a very gorgeous, really cool indie folk outfit called Antrim Dells back in the day. But along with his betrothed and his bassist Jackie Warren and drummer Bud Vortman, they started Major Murphy sort of as a dream pop project. And it's really kind of morphed into more of an indie rock thing as well. But it really has this element to it that I love, which is the fact that it's soothing. At the same time, it's inspiring. And as he puts it, he says that it's really sort of changed a little bit as the trio has sort of continued to perform live, and they've sort of developed what they think is their sound, but it's still beginning to sort of evolve this sort of style or genre. But it really starts as a dream pop thing, and I think it's become very popular. They have a track that's really done well on Spotify and has actually received, you know, hundreds of thousands of listens on Spotify. And he credits that to their being signed to a label that really has sort of helped sort of push them forward. But I think a lot of it is the fact that they're very engaging, which is one reason why they've also been tabbed to play the Big Audio Tree Music Festival in September here in Kalamazoo that has a lot of big names on it, like Father John Misty and local natives and others.
Now, I know they've released their full-length debut album, Number One, and I wanted to play something from this new release. The track is Number One. Let's take a listen. So much gorgeous, wonderful harmonizing here. What do you hear? What influences are you hearing in Major Murphy?
I think there's a lot of the Beatles in here, and I think what they're trying to do on this particular album was, as he puts it, reimagining the 1970s radio rock, and he puts it with bristling sensitivity to our present era, and it certainly does have a modern sound, but I really find a lot of Beatles, sort of that psychedelic Beatles thing going on here as well.
Harmony is so important to that, and I agree with you. It really is terrific. And you mentioned performances. Give us an idea where we can see them this summer.
So they're playing a Farm Block Fest showcase at the Pyramid Scream in Grand Rapids on July 25, and then they're going to play the Graham on the Green series in downtown Grand Rapids on August 9, as well as that upcoming Audio Tree Music Festival in September in Kalamazoo.
All right, and next up we have Kalamazoo singer-songwriter Brian Koenigsnecht.
Koenigsnecht is it, and it's interesting. He's as respected as any songwriter I've run across in Southwest Michigan, and I've actually followed his career for more than a dozen years. He's now in his 40s, but he's really seemed to have hit his stride the last couple of albums that he's done. His album previous to this one was called From the Shallows to the Deep, and really kind of dug into some darker yet uplifting sort of things that centered around his coming to terms with depression and bipolar disorder. But his latest album, Roswell, is a little more upbeat. It's more up-tempo. It has a lot of guest artists, and it's really great because he's got a lot of female vocalists joining him on this particular project, including Kate Pillsbury and Emily Peters, Mark of the Crane Wives. He has a lot of other folks from the Kalamazoo area helping out as well. And if you've ever seen him play or heard him play live, he has this amazing, distinctive, beautiful, gorgeous voice that really turns your head. I think it really sets him apart from a lot of other singer-songwriters.
All right, let's take a listen to a track from this new album, Roswell. This is Come What May.
Got my morning jacket on, and the path is wide and golden. hand I'm holding. If it's true of what they say about the April rain, then the world's about to come on me.
His voice really, it is distinctive. It's almost, it's very hard to put into a, to peg that voice. It really jumps out at you.
And that particular song, Come What May, I guarantee you it will be stuck in your head for days. I keep hearing this thing. Every time I play this song, I keep hearing it over and over again. You'll get a chance to hear him at Rupert's Brewhouse in Kalamazoo on July 21. And then he performs at Kalamazoo's Ribfest on August 4th with a band that he's been playing with for many years called Pillar to Post. And I know he's got a lot of special singers and guests coming on board for that one as well.
All right, now we go over to a group with roots in Petoskey, the Michigan Rattlers. By the way, I love that name.
I love these guys. They all grew up together in Petoskey, kind of started out playing in rock bands, and eventually they sort of found this Americana and country-hued affair, and they were inspired by Gillian Welch and John Prine and a lot of the classics when it comes to Americana and alt-country. And after college, they moved to Los Angeles, but they still consider themselves a Michigan band, and they're back here a lot. They've been here a lot this summer. They recently added a keyboard player, so it's actually the duo of Graham Young and the stand-up bassist Adam Reed, and then they added a keyboard player, Christian Wilder. Really adds some really cool textures to what they've been doing. And then they had another friend, drummer Anthony Audia, who's joined them on a lot of recent dates. I saw them and caught up with them recently at Electric Forest, and they really stood out because Electric Forest is really a lot of electronic music and a lot of jam bands, and so they were much different than what else was happening there. But in that way, I think they really stood out in a great way. They have a very lively approach on stage, and their music is just top-notch.
Monday morning coming on, I've been driving all night. Starting to swerve back and forth, but everything will be alright. If I just pull off to the side of the road and get a new pack of smokes. First light's at 6:45 and the sun is up at 7. Well, it got so dark last night, I thought the sun had died and gone to heaven. Yeah, but sure enough, here it comes, and it's a sight for my eyes. Radio makes me crazy, and the silence does the same. But there's a savior of a sunrise just behind the mountain range. And there's a woman at the end. Who knows my name?
You are absolutely right. What a lovely mix of Americana and country. What kind of notice is this group getting outside of Michigan? You say they've moved to LA. Has that helped them get more of a national platform?
You know, it's interesting. I think they actually have more of a following way outside of California than they do in L.A. But, you know, Rolling Stone took notice of them fairly recently. They've been playing some big festivals in addition to Electric Forest. They played Bonnaroo. That's really great attention for a band like this. They're playing this coming Thursday in Ann Arbor for the Sonic Lunch series. And they're really fine songwriters, fans of like Steve Earle and Ryan Adams and Jeff Tweedy and Casey Musgraves and some of the alt-country artists. I think fans of those kinds of bands would really appreciate these guys.
And they've got an upcoming full-length album coming out, what, later this year?
Yes, their first full-length album is coming out, and they just released this particular single called Just Good Night.
So just to recap our offerings for this edition of Local Spins, the Michigan Rattlers coming out with a full-length debut album later this year, Brian Koenig's next, his new album, Roswell, and Major Murphy, their full-length debut album, is number one. And you can learn more about these and other artists with West Michigan roots. Just go to localspins.com, which, of course, is edited and published by John Sinkovich. It's always a pleasure, John. Thank you.
Have a fabulous summer and stay cool.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.
My eyes are closing now, that sun high in the sky, and exhaustion coming round. Turning.